Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen is talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz. Your place for all things smooth. Artist
Nicholas Cole. Vincent Ngala. Jonathan Fritzen.
And news with the smoothest show on the internet radio, your host, the Jazz Queen.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. Thank you so much for hanging out with me on this Sunday, November 11th. I'm trying to give us an extra week ahead here, November 11th, Sunday. Welcome to the chat room, Joe from Germany. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Brandon Barbie's name. That should bring you into the chat room. The phone number is 646-716-5485. 646-716-5485. Brandon Barbie is a trumpeter, arranger, composer, trumpet instructor, and improvisation instructor based out of Hampton Roads, Virginia. His music is a fusion of jazz, neo-soul, and blues, and his new EP, Breathe, was produced by saxophonist Martin Bloxon. Brandon, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk with you today.
Oh, it is my pleasure. It's my pleasure. So, Brandon's new EP, as I said, is called Breathe, produced by saxophonist Michael. He will hate me for that. Kill me for that, Martin Bloxon.
And I'm hoping that he's definitely going to call.
Yes. That I'm hoping Martin will call in so we can talk to him about working with Brandon as well. So, Brandon, let's start with the EP, Breathe. Tell us about this and how you came to meet and work with Martin.
Well, I came to meet and work with Martin through another group, through a piano player by the name of Rogers Brown, who introduced us. And, you know, through our conversations and through hanging out and playing together, you know, he's always been pushing me to create a CD, EP, constantly calling me. You know, Brandon, we got to get in the shed. Brandon, we got to get in the shed. And I've been, you know, really busy with a lot of other things. And so, you know, Martin was really key in, Brandon, we need to do this. Let's do this now. And if you know Martin, he's got tons of albums out, and they're all fantastic. So I was like, I'm just going to follow him. We'll do what he says, and hope for the best. So, you know, without Martin, you know, this CD really wouldn't be a possibility.
So now, did you guys write the songs together? Was this music that you already had?
No, this was music that I already had, or I had, you know, in pieces, and I would show up at Martin's place, you know, and hey, Martin, here's the idea, here's how it starts. I would either play on my trumpet for a minute, and then maybe tinker around on the piano, and then we would put the ideas together, and then I would say we came up with it together, because that's definitely the truth.
Okay.
He definitely helped bring those ideas to life.
Okay, so why an EP and not a full CD?
You know, everybody's been asking me that. Everyone who buys it says, why four songs? Why not 10? Honestly, it felt like it was done. Now I'm ready to do the next one. It was a time in my life, and those four songs definitely encapsulated the time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt done, quite honestly.
Okay. Now, I read that you played with a group called Raw Jazz. Tell me about that.
That's right. Raw Jazz, who's led by Rogers Brown, was really, once I moved to the Hampton Roads area, was really my first experience of getting out and playing in front of people again. You know, this was early 2000, 2001. And, you know, he kind of said, yeah, you know, come on up here and sit in with us. And that's led to, you know, much greater success and many more playing opportunities. So I always tell Rogers that if I was Rocky, which I'm not, but he would be my Mick, because he's always, you know, kind of coaching me along. And when I'm kind of done, he puts me, you know, where I need to be, puts me in my place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So when Brandon called in, I was listening to one of my favorites of the four songs that he sent me, Sixth Street. And I really like this one, so I'm going to start off with this one. Tell me about this.
This one was based on an experience that I had with my wife. She's from the Texas area, and actually in the Austin area. And the whole vibe in Austin, while it's fantastic, it was just definitely not a city or Eastern. You know, you think about New York, you think about L.A. That vibe wasn't there. She took me to this place on Sixth Street, and it had a lot of music and a lot of people, and all of a sudden the vibe completely changed. And I mean, it was like going into a different town. And so the tune is really about our experience, you know, going down Sixth Street and going into the different places and different shops and the different people. And that's pretty much all it's about.
All right. This is Sixth Street. Is it Austin? Sixth Street, Austin?
Well, on the original EP, it was Sixth Street, Austin, and I've just shortened it to Sixth Street.
Okay. All right, then. Here we go.
All right.
right. That was Sixth Street from trumpeter Brandon Barbee's new EP, Breathe. I like that one. That is my favorite.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like it. Thank you.
Yeah, that is my favorite. Now, you told me before we came on the air that you are originally from Indiana. You are now living in Virginia. Was that a career move?
In addition to playing jazz as a solo career, I'm also in the Navy as a trumpet player.
Okay.
So, actually in 1999, I joined the Navy, and, that brought me, took me to Chicago originally, and then brought me to the East Coast where I've been ever since, actually.
Oh, okay. Wow. So now you're playing in the Navy band, and I also read that you were Sailor of the Quarter. Is that right?
Oh, well, yeah. From time to time, it's hard for me to brag. last year I was actually Sailor of the Year for 2011. One of my fantastic friends actually beat me out this year, though. So can't brag about it anymore.
Oh, well, congratulations on that, though. So what Sailor of the Quarter, what does that entail?
Well, it's just a matter of your work ethic, whether you go above and beyond what is required of you, how well you're taking care of your sailors, and then there's a board where they ask you a lot of questions about the Navy and where you think the improvements can be made, and then you're selected.
And where does the band play? Who do you guys play for?
Well, in 2005, I was actually in the U.S. Navy show band, and we went on a humanitarian deployment to the Philippines, Manila, and all the countries located in that area, Indonesia, Singapore, Australia, and like I said, it was a humanitarian effort. We were on the USNS Comfort, which is a hospital ship for the Navy, and while we were there, Project Smile was there, Pink Left Palace, and the corpsmen with the Navy, were providing medical care, and they were providing veterinary care, and we were there, providing music and food for the soul and food for the heart.
Okay. Now, I did see some pictures of you playing with Martin recently. Do you guys play together often?
We do. We do play together quite often. We just did a show at the American Theater, which was fantastic. I'm so happy for Martin because it really turned out fantastic. And he gave me a call and said, I want to play some of the music from the EP. And I was like, great, let's do this, And the crowd there was just so responsive. I mean, Martin could do anything. And, they were there 100% every second, So, I was really happy for him. We have a couple projects coming, hopefully, in December, and I'm really looking forward to working with him again, of course.
Okay, and where in the area are you playing solo?
Playing solo? I just finished the Williamsburg Jazz Festival in Williamsburg, Virginia, Williamsburg Jazz and Wine Festival. And then as far as projects that I have lined up for this year, I don't have anything lined up right now as far as solo projects for Brandon Barbee.
Okay, but it'll happen.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully someone's listening right now and wants to give me a phone call.
Exactly. All right. The next song, Got to Get Her Back, that is track number one. Tell me about this one.
Okay. Well, this would probably be my favorite track because I took some elements of, what we call smooth jazz, and what defines smooth jazz. That's a whole other conversation. But I infused it with blues. I said, I got to play things that have blues in them. And even the track that you say is your favorite track is nothing more than a minor blues.
Okay.
This one, Got to Get Her Back, has three different meanings for that title. I'll just be honest. Me and my wife, we went through some times at one point, and I'm sure we've all had times where we've gone through some issues. And the first part, Got to Get Her Back, was literally that. I was mad at her, and I wanted to figure out how to get her back. I was mad. the second part was things were starting to go, we're definitely going sour, and we were definitely moving our separate ways, and I didn't want that, so I had to get her back. And then once I managed to make that happen, it was kind of a, it was definitely a moment where I said, well, now I got to get her back, and then I need to support her in whatever it is she needs, and she'll get my back. So kind of got three different meanings. It's definitely my favorite tune. I remember when I went and played it for Martin, that was actually the first take. I said, here's what it's going to sound like, here's the chords, and let's just play it. So what you hear was the first take, and it just came out, you know. So it's definitely my favorite track.
I'd love to hear the stories of the songs and what they are. And that was a beautiful story, and I'm glad that all worked out for you and your wife.
So yeah. So many times you hear stories where it doesn't work out, and I wasn't going to let that happen. You know, I'm determined in so many other things, and I did not want that area of my life to be a failure, you know. So everything is good now. But and now the song just definitely reflects that. I mean, you can hear all that in there. So it's pretty cool.
All right, here is Got to Get Her Back. All right, that was Got to Get Her Back. That is from Brandon's new EP, Breathe, that was produced by saxophonist Martin Bloxon. And I believe we have Martin on the phone. Martin, is that you?
Hey.
What's going on?
Oh, just got back from watching football. I wanted to get here and make sure I supported my boy.
I told Cheryl I was probably interrupting a football game.
Nope.
Nope? Oh. Okay.
Got it.
Well, thank you for calling in. I just wanted to talk to you briefly about working with Brandon, and he told me how you guys met and all that, and I just wanted to get your side of the story about working with him.
Yeah, Brandon's just a really talented cat, you know. I just wanted to see him succeed, and, you know, it's just been a joy. We have a great chemistry when we're playing together, just wanted to take that further and, you know, and try to keep working together and create opportunities for ourselves to play and just get out there and have a lot of fun playing. So,
well, I like what you guys have done with this EP, these four songs. My favorite is number 2, Sixth Street. But I like what you guys have put together. It's really nice.
Okay. That's on him.
Yeah?
His personal experiences. Yeah.
That's what he said. And I was going to say, kind of tease Brandon a little bit and say that I heard that you were difficult to work with, but then I decided, nah, I won't do that.
Martin's definitely not difficult to work with.
No, I know.
He is determined, and when he's made up his mind that he's going to do something, and in this case, he was going to do something for me, you know, so I'm extremely blessed by that. And he's just constantly calling me and texting me, okay, get over here. Get over here, get over here, get over here. And so, yeah, he's not difficult. He is determined, though.
But now, Brandon, you said that Martin kind of, you know, was kind of pushing you along to get this EP done. Did you not want to do it now? Did you want to wait?
I was, and you can ask Martin about it, I was getting in my own way, and I've been doing it for the last, I can't even name the years. I've recorded things. I've looked at them with a fine-tooth comb, and I wanted them to be perfect. I wanted to make this, this masterpiece, and I wanted every song to be the masterpiece, and I wanted this entire CD to be the masterpiece. And in doing that, I've got piles of CDs of recordings that I've never, you know, never released. I've scrapped them, I've trashed them, I've even broken them and just thrown them away. And, Martin was more persistent about, this is good, you know, hold on to this, and let's move to the next. Just take the next step rather than stop and get in your own way.
Oh, because you as a musician, and I know, you know, all the musicians are, and Martin probably feels the same way. You know, you want your music to be perfection, and you probably just over, you know, you are your worst critic. So you want your music to you. You want your music to sound, you know, be that perfected music, whereas, like, my favorite on the CD is Sixth Street, and I think it's really, really nice, and probably when you guys are putting together, you probably thought, well, no, you know, let me work on it some more or whatever, you know, and yeah. I'm sure Martin probably goes through the same thing with his music.
Well, I did, for years I did that. I did the same thing, so I it's kind of, you know, it's just familiar territory for me. And one day I just came to an epiphany that, one, no one really cares if you ever get out there. You don't do it. Somebody else is going to do it. Mm-hmm. And two, you can. I've had friends pass away and never get anything done, but that they have manuscripts of music. They have old recordings that they never put out. And, you know, you'll never get it right. But, I mean, recording is just, for me, it's about just documenting how you were feeling and what you were going through at that particular time in your life, and not about making, you know, going for the home run. You know, you have to let the people decide.
Yeah.
You know, also building a legacy, you know, and you just have to keep on and, you know, just keep documenting your journey. And, you know, at the end of your life, hopefully you have something to pass on to your children. And, you know, that, you know, you'll always be able to speak to your kids, you know, after you're gone.
Right. I was going to say the same thing. Let the listeners decide. Let the fans decide. Because now, Brandon, you have music that you know, that's just sitting there waiting to be released. So you have to give it to us, you know. You have to just literally give it to us. So.
Yes, definitely. So, you know, and going along with what Martin said, I just started thinking more of it like, you know, a chef. You know, a chef, obviously, they want to create this food that, you know, is just, like, amazing, and then people can't stop talking about it. But at the end of the day, you really just, you know, you want to make someone full, and you want to make them happy. And it doesn't have to be perfect. You know, a grilled cheese sandwich is pretty darn good. And not that I want to say that my music is a grilled cheese sandwich, but, you know, at the end of the day, I know that I have something that will fill someone up and make them happy. So once I kind of let go of that, it was definitely a break, and the fact that I had Martin there pushing me was definitely a break as well.
Okay. Well, good. Well, Martin, thank you for introducing me to Brandon, number one, and thank you for the music that you guys have put together. It's really nice.
Oh, my pleasure. Yeah. All him.
Thank you, Martin.
Yeah, man.
All right, Brandon, the next song I'm going to play is Through the Eyes of a Child. Tell me about this one.
Well, this one, this was another one that I was holding on to for a long time, but it definitely wasn't a throwaway. And my wife and I have been blessed with three beautiful children, two daughters and a boy. But unfortunately, our first daughter passed away in 2008. She was 4 months old to SUIDS or SIDS. Mm-hmm. And it was definitely a huge blow to us. And I wanted to, you know, play a song for her that was, you know, just for her. And a long time ago, I had met a man by the name of Mark Ducelli, who actually wrote this tune from Indianapolis. He was one of the first trumpet players to kind of show me the way. And when all this happened, I said, hey, I really want to do something with that song that you've been working on. And you know, he gave me the opportunity to do that. And so this tune is from Madeline, our first daughter, and it's called Through the Eyes of a Child.
Well, beautiful. All right, Martin, you're welcome to hang on if you like. This is Through the Eyes of a Child.
Thank you.
right. Through the Eyes of a Child. That's a beautiful song. That is from Brandon Barbee's new EP, Breathe, produced by saxophonist Martin Bloxon. Okay, the next song is Dis Family Function. Tell me about this one.
Okay, we're about to have Thanksgiving, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, so, and I'm sure you and the rest of the world, we have a few relatives that are a little dysfunctional, I should say.
Oh, yes.
Okay, all right, good. All right, so we got something in common. So this tune is, when you listen to it, it definitely has the sounds of those folks, whether it be the crazy uncle or the crazy aunt, kind of creating that disarray. And then you'll hear this, nice major sound, which is, I would like to say that it was the folks like me who are just trying to keep the peace and trying to, you know, not pretend, but, you know, make sure that this function, this family function is a happy one. So you kind of hear the battle going on there. Originally, I was going to call the tune Family Function, and then I said, well, Family Dysfunction, because it's really what I'm talking about. Seemed a little too obvious, so I just took the dis part, put it at the front, and now you have this family function. So I hope you enjoy it.
All right. All right. This Family Function. That is from Brandon's new CD, Breathe. It's an EP. And tell everyone where they can find that.
Where they can find it. Well, you can go to my website, BrandonBarbieJazz.com, and there's a link there that you can click on it and order a hard copy if you'd like. Or you can just go to iTunes, type in Brandon Barbie, and you can download it right there.
All right. Martin just popped into the chat room. Martin, would you please call back in? I have another question for you as a producer of this CD. So if you would just call back in, please. So, Brandon, I'm looking forward to a full CD. Are you working on something else?
I have some more ideas in the shoot, and I haven't really talked to Martin. I think I'm doing my same thing where I'm starting to kind of pick at him, but I'm going to do my best to just call him and show up and play him. So, yes, something else is in the works. I would say that it falls more along the lines of Got to Get Her Back, that tune, and the last tune that you heard. I'm definitely more blues-infused. That just seems to feel right to me. So perhaps that was the main reason for doing the EP, just finding my voice, you know.
Okay. Now, why did you choose to play the trumpet?
Well, originally it just started, you know, it was just, you know, fifth grade. In fact, I started on the clarinet, and I was terrible. I was awful, like really awful. I showed up the next year after the summer, and I said, you know, there's no way that I can do this. And, you know, the band director said, well, try this. Just try this out. And, you know, it just seemed to work. When you watch me play, I don't necessarily play with the correct embouchure. The embouchure is, you know, where the lips meet the mouth. It's all messed up. I got so many problems. But, you know, it just works. And it's always felt right. And it's always felt like something that I should do.
Okay. All right. Martin, you back on?
Hey.
Hi, I wanted to know, as a producer of this EP, what was your vision for it? I mean, did you and Brandon agree on the songs, or did you agree to disagree on the songs? How much of an input did you know as a producer did you put into this?
Well, he came in with, you know, the ideas, the concepts, and it's just my job as a producer just to you know, to give them the canvas to paint on. So it sounds, and just to have some kind of a sound vision, a little bit of a direction, try to pull, you know, to pull stuff together. So that's all I pretty much did. And, you know, it's just coloring what he has and just kind of try to give life to what's there. And it wasn't hard at all. It was very easy, simple process.
Okay. And now will you be working with him on the next one?
Sure.
I hope so.
Oh, good.
Hey, I gotta give you a call, Martin. I got a new song. Okay.
Okay. You heard it.
Yes, we heard it, and we're looking forward to that, Brandon. Looking forward to that. Now, I also want to ask you, Brandon, about teaching, because I read that you also teach. So, tell us about that.
Well, you know, being a trumpet instructor, teacher is definitely one of the most humbling experiences, because you have to. One of the first challenges that I learned is I had to figure out exactly what I was doing wrong first in order to be able to show others. And luckily, I have so many problems when it comes to playing the trumpet that if someone comes to me with a problem, I've probably experienced it and overcome it. You know, just bringing that experience to the table, you know, and bringing, you know, your education and the other teachers that you've studied with, it's really humbling. Especially, you know, when someone comes in and they are way better than you. And it happens quite a bit. But there's always something that you can offer them. And there's always something that they can offer you. Even, you know, when someone comes in and maybe they've only got a few years of experience, there's still something that they can offer you. It's definitely one of the things I was apprehensive about. But I'm so glad that I did do it, because it's definitely made me a better player and a better person, actually. I mean, just interacting with all these folks.
And are they all trumpet students?
Yes.
Okay.
So far, it's been all trumpet students. Now, I did have one, it was trombone player, who was just seeking, you know, improvisation lessons. And we didn't really talk about the mechanics of the horn. I was just showing them, you know how to basic building blocks of improvisation. And I used to teach a class on that as well. And with that, I would get, you know, a flute player. It didn't matter. I would have a vocalist, a piano player, whatever. So, you know, we talked more about the aspects of just improvisation and some of the basics that go into that.
Okay. Okay. Wow. Well, that's been a pleasure speaking with you. And I want to thank Cheryl and Martin again for introducing me to you. Love the music. Looking forward. Martin, you guys did a great job together on this new EP, Breathe. Yeah, very nice, very nice. And looking forward to a full CD, Brandon, sometime next year maybe.
It's going to happen, definitely. Okay. I promise. And I promise on air, so I got to do it now.
And you got Martin there to help you along there. Good guy. You know, he puts out 4 or 5 CDs a year, so, you know.
Oh, I don't even know how he does it. He's just like, I got a new CD. Man, this is amazing.
He's nonstop. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to speak with you, Brandon. All my best to you, and good luck with you on this new EP. I definitely will be adding it to my music show for sure. And once again, let everyone know where they can find the music.
Like I said, you can go to my website at BrandonBarbieJazz.com. I also got some, you know, videos of live clips of me and Martin, in fact, and some me with some other folks. And you can click on a link there that says buy the album. It'll take you to either iTunes or you can buy the hard copy as well. So that's how you do it, BrandonBarbieJazz.com.
All right. Thank you, Martin, for calling in. I appreciate it.
All right, Brandon, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, my friend. Thank you so much.
All right, Brandon. Thank you as well. Have a good day. And all my best to you once again.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks to those in the chat room, Cheryl and Joe from Germany, the guests. Thank you for joining me. I will be back on Tuesday with saxophonist Delton Walker. So tune in for that at 7 p.m. Pacific. My name is Terry, a.k.a. The Jazz Queen. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Until next time, keep it smooth, and happy Veterans Day to all of the veterans out there. Have a great day, everyone. Thanks again, Brandon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our website, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.